Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for October 14th of 2024. Hey, you guys remember way back when, you know, like a month ago, when the corporate media were clutching their pearls on how Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris had to quit her vibes campaign and start presenting some real detailed policies if she were to be taken seriously? And, you know, they really meant it. I mean, they wanted every cent of her spending proposals in writing so they could all go through them and tear her apart. Of course, they never made the same demands of their dear leader Trump, whose brilliant policies included deporting tens of millions of immigrants by using the military and local police, which would, you know, end up costing us billions of dollars to do, but also devastate our country's economy. But he also gave us other brilliant policies, like enacting broad and debilitating tariffs, which of course is a tax on consumers, while at the same time he wants to lower the corporate tax rate and lower the tax rates of his rich donor base. I mean, in terms of his tariffs, he told the nutty Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business News last weekend that his tariffs could be, I don't know, 100, 200, or 500%. He'll let us know later. You know, kind of like he told us how he had concepts of a healthcare plan during the debate, and we wonder why he doesn't want to debate anymore. But you see, he gets away with it because he is supposedly the rich white guy. Meanwhile, it's the black woman who's got to explain everything in minute detail if she's going to be considered a serious candidate by the very serious cocktail circuit corporate media sages like NBC News' Andrea Mitchell, who complained on Meet the Press a week ago that the business community just doesn't take Harris very seriously. Oh, but they take Dear Leader Trump seriously, the guy who imploded our economy during COVID and then who tried to take credit for the stimulus checks that Democrats passed into law by putting his signature on those checks. They take that clown seriously. The guy who failed at several business ventures, they take him seriously. Oh, and don't forget that Andrea Mitchell's husband is former Treasury Secretary Alan Greenspan, whose love for deregulation caused the financial crisis of 2008. But please, Andrea, tell us more about how your circle of very serious people feel about this election. Yet for all the complaining by the corporate media class about Harris's supposed lack of policy details, Harris announced a new plan last week where Medicare would cover in-home elder care and also cover people with disabilities across the country. She made the announcement, but the New York Times did a big yawn and failed to write a story about it the next day. And about a day later, the entire corporate media sphere stopped talking about it at all. I mean, here's an issue affecting millions of Americans, both elderly and their younger caretakers, and it's something that's draining the resources for millions of people. Jonathan Cohen in the Huffington Post writes how 9 in 10 Americans say it is impossible for them to cover the cost of taking care of someone on their own. It's also an issue that shows where Harris is different from Joe Biden, something else that has bothered the press from day one. Now, the only things I really heard talked about was how will it be paid for, which, of course, is only demanded when we propose plans designed to help people rather than, you know, say, tax cuts for corporations and the rich donor base or weapons manufacturers. We never, ever ask how we'll pay for those expenditures. No, never. Now, Harris said that the money we'll continue to save from Medicare being able to negotiate drug prices in the future is one way to pay for this plan. But I also look at it this way. Maybe it's also an awesome return on investment since people will be able to pay for other things in our consumer economy. It's an actual plan, or at least a vision, into how we can truly make this country's economy the opportunity economy that Harris is campaigning on. But you know what? It's just so boring for the corporate press, which is clearly hoping for a second round of Dear Leader in the White House for a ratings boost. Of course, you know, he's threatening to go after certain media institutions and take away their licenses, but, you know, democracy, who cares? They've got tax cuts on their mind while the rest of America has to fight over the crumbs on the floor. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.